Good morning, SP. Let us open with a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for the Christmas season where we come together to celebrate the birth of Jesus. The Lord came to earth to die for us so that we might have life in him. May we remember the reason for this season. Help us to set our minds on the things that are above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last week, we've completed Colossians chapter 2. Yeah. Where Apostle Paul refuted the false teachings of Gnostic heretics. Christianity is not about living in the shadow of Judaism or the Old Testament. Nor is it about going through routines, rituals, and traditions. Nor is it being bound in conscience by religious legalism or keeping man-made rules. Now let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2, and it reads, "Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth." So these verses help us to appreciate the significance of the physical death and resurrection of Jesus with the spiritual realities that believers experience. When we come to faith in Jesus, our old nature, our old self, is put to death. Jesus died. We also die. In the same way, just as Jesus rose from the dead, we are raised with him. Through faith, we die, and through faith, we are raised to new life in him. Paul here wants believers to understand how this new position in Christ should impact the way we live. As believers, we have a new position and a new reality. We should have a new focus. The verses remind us to pursue the things above as we live life on earth, because being raised up with Christ will have consequence in what we seek, what we think, our security, and our future. Now we look at it first by first. First one, just reading it to remind us. First one reads, "Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." So, as Christians, we not only die with Christ, we also raise with Christ. We share the resurrection life of Christ, which is the source of power for everything we do. By exercising our faith in Christ and claiming that life, we can experience that life in Christ. Jesus did not just in his mercy pay the debt of our sin for us. He also graciously made us alive in Christ. We are adopted into God's family that we might live in righteousness before him. We are new creations and we are to walk in newness of life. Because of this, there are changes to our purpose in life, the way we think, the nature of our life, and the future destinies. And if I focus on one word first, seeking in verse 1, it's about earnestly desire, strive to gain, searching, investigating, and pursuing. Apostle Paul reminded us to keep seeking things above. Perhaps the Colossian Christians were too earthly-minded to be any good in the heavenly realm. That may be a reason for Paul to remind them to seek things above. So I think about, what about today? I wonder if modern church these days are too earthly minded to be any heavenly or even earthly good. Maybe I'll give you examples why I might even think about that. So for example, are we too busy with our lives to seek things above? Are we too busy even to serve and do good for those in need around us? Remember, this seeking things above is after you became a believer. If you do not change what you are seeking after you became a believer, you would simply continue to live in pursuit of the same sinful goals you had before you came to Christ. You will not grow in the knowledge of God or His will, nor will you bear fruit in godliness or serve Him. Repentance, a change of mind, must be accompanied by a change of direction, or there is no evidence of any actual change of mind. And you cannot wait passively for someone to do this for you, or at best you will remain stagnant without an increase in the knowledge of God or His will, and consequently continue to live with little or no fruit in godliness. You will also be very vulnerable to false teachers who offer means and methods for you to get what you want in some manner acceptable to you, and what you will want will be determined by self-desire instead of godly desire. So you need to actively seeking things above. You cannot be passive about it. So first of all, let's explore what are things above Paul could be referring to or that we should be seeking. So first one again, seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So first is to seek Christ Jesus. To seek Christ Jesus. He's at the right hand of God. Seeking things above is to seek Him. This is a matter of the heart, and it's the really about setting our hearts on Christ. That's the first thing. Seek Jesus, the things above. Second, I would say, seek His kingdom above. Seek His kingdom above. That is heaven, our permanent home. Why do I say that? So Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you." So His kingdom is where Jesus reigns. So seek Jesus, and His kingdom are related. So His will prevails there. And things like living in obedience to Him, His kingdom come on earth as it's in heaven. So third thing of seeking things above, I would say, is seek treasures in heaven. Seek treasures in heaven. So Matthew 6:19 to 21 says, "Do not store up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Example of such treasure could be being generous in our time, talent, and money to things of God. Invest in people, caring for people in need, acts of kindness and mercy and justice. So when do we particularly need the encouragement to seek things above? Thought about it, and just a few points I thought I would highlight. First one is when we are pulled down by difficulties and challenges in life, we need to look up and remember Jesus is seated in authority above, caring for us. The second areas that came to mind is when we are lonely or feel out of place, we need to remember this world is not our real home, but heaven. And the third type of incidents is when we struggle with sins and temptations of the world, we need to look up to Jesus who has overcome all things, and we can draw strength from him. And the fourth type of thing, when we are so busy and have no time for spiritual matters, we need to set our hearts on things above and know our true purpose on earth and seek treasure in heaven. So the second verse, set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. So Christians are not only to seek heaven, verse 1, but also to think heaven, verse 2. Think heaven. We are constantly bombarded with things on earth daily, whether we open our eyes to see or ears to hear. So it's understandable that it's much easier to have our minds drawn on things on earth. We can't see or touch things of heaven, but 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us, look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we need to train our mind to think of spiritual reality. It's not something we will do naturally, so we need to train our minds to think of spiritual realities. How can we set our minds on things above? First would be actively, by renewing our minds through reading, meditating, and studying God's Word. Second is stop and pause to allow Holy Spirit and life circumstances to speak to us, and take time to reveal what we are living for. Perhaps it's time to look at things above again. And the third point came to mind, especially I guess over the periods of COVID. People may experience death and illness around them a bit more. And when that happens, it can shift our priorities in life to number our days. Yes, to number our days and help us to see from our heart of wisdom and eternal perspectives. So seeing things in new light. So set our minds on things above. So what are the things above? What are we filling our minds with? We are to fill our minds with things above. So these are godly thoughts. So what are they? Philippians 4:8 tell us that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. But we need to take care that we expose ourselves as it affects what we think. We need to take care of what we expose ourselves to as it affects what we think. So we need to be careful about what we hear, what we read, what we watch, and even what we daydream about. Our minds and eyes can wander off to some place that are no good for us. The first also remind us about things that are on earth. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. So what are these earthly things? And I just mentioned a few to give you a brief idea of what they might be. I would say like a constant pursuit of material wealth, fame, power, pleasure, or comfort. And you might remember, according to Solomon, the wisest man on earth, from Ecclesiastes, he explained that all these things are fleeting. So Ecclesiastes explained that the pursuit of such things is vanity, an empty chasing after the wind. If you gain wealth, others will do their best to take it from you. And even if you keep it till you die, you will leave it behind, and who knows, maybe a fool will squander it. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 2. If you gain fame, Solomon's also commented that, for there is no lasting remembrance of the wise along with the fool, since in the coming days everything will soon be forgotten. He also said, if you gain power, sorry, I'm just paraphrasing, if you gain power, others will strive to take it from you, and you will leave it to someone else when you die. Pleasure is also fleeting, and Solomon's conclusions after pursuing of every kind of pleasure was that it too was vanity. Jesus told us not to be anxious about the things of this world. Our lives, what we are to eat, drink, and put on. Instead, we are to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be provided to you as well. God wants us to be preoccupied with him, and so his promise is to provide the daily needs of life. We just need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What we pursue in life should be done in relationship to his kingdom and walking in his righteousness. May I invite the worship team to come up? So to summarize, seeking the things above is to pursue Jesus, his kingdom, his righteousness, is to set the goal of your life to live for God's glory instead of your own, to serve him in building his kingdom instead of yourself in building your own kingdom. It's having your treasure in heaven instead of pursuing the things defined by the world as success. Is this your heart also? Praise God if it is. Keep pursuing him and keep seeking him. If it is not, let us turn to Jesus. Ask God for this kind of heart for Jesus, this passionate pursuit for Jesus. Also ask him to renew your mind through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and open our hearts for him to lead us and change us.
His glory and grace.
Yes, Lord God, turn our eyes upon Jesus. Look full in your wonderful face. Lord God, you're so beautiful. And yet, we often distracted by things around us so much. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I repent. Of not seeking you. Yeah, as much as I should. And I miss out on all the good things. The peace, the joy. Your beauty, that you bless me as I seek you, search you, connect with you. Lord, may you use your Holy Spirit to prompt me to turn to you. Yes, not just the quiet time, but anytime, anywhere, any place. You are rightfully the only one and the first one I turn to. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us turn to our corporate prayer and pray for those who are suffering in cancer and seeking therapy. Yeah, pray for them that they also have set their heart on Jesus. I know the cancer and illness are very hard and painful, but pray that God's grace is sufficient for them, and as they set their hearts on Jesus, they receive the power, the strength to go on. Let's also pray for those who are suffering in illness and yet don't know Jesus. Pray that God sends them with dreams and vision. And yes, pray for God's laborer to go, to be obedient, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to go and share God's word with them. We also want to pray for those suffering from other infirmities. Yes, pray that their minds, they think of heaven. Their minds are set on things above. Fill them with good thoughts, everything that's praiseworthy. We also want to lift up those who are looking for a job. And yes, pray that God's provision to them daily, and that as they seek job, they will also see God's working in their life and the future job that God is speaking to them about. Today, our mission focus is Singapore. Let's pray for Lee Pastor P. Sam Kim. Also pray for our brothers here, the Indonesian Fellowship Spin, led by P. Samad, and SPIL, Filipino Ministry, led by P. Ernie. And I know that this Christmas, they also have their special service also. So pray for God's presence in this service, and pray that, yes, His message will go forth and save many lives. Yeah, pray for the gospel to be shared and people come to receive Him in the service as well. Let's lift up also our education ministry, particularly Lisa for Sunday school, SB Kids, the youth group led by Donald, and P. Andrew for the college group. Let's also cover our intercessory prayer team, led by Matt. Yeah, they pray for the church every day. Yes, and pray for spiritual covering and protection over this group in particular. And also, yeah, pray for anointing for the well, pray for physical healing, pray for God's presence and love to be conveyed as people receive prayer from the well. And yes, pray for Rachel and the River Ministry for inner healings, and yeah, these Sundays there's a session for the upcoming inner healing as well. Just pray that God's hearts convey and that they receive God's healing and full restoration. Yes, today there's both SP Lights Outreach and Homey Outreach, and it's Christmas. So yeah, pray for God's love and heart to convey to the poor and elderly in Homey Outreach tonight. And yes, also SP Lights going out in the red light district to share God's love to the ladies. And yeah, pray that the gospel is shared and received on good soil. Our church is so blessed to have a number of pregnant moms, and some of them are due quite soon as well. Let's lift up our sisters and the babies inside and the family as they learn to become new parents. And yeah, just pray for protections and the healthy growth of the baby. And yes, safe, problem-free delivery. Lord God, we thank you so much that as yes, we come here to pray and worship you. And yes, also thank you that this special day, such as Christmas, where we are reminded to think of you, to seek you, Jesus, to think of the things above, to have our mind think of the things above. Yes. Remind us to celebrate Jesus this Christmas, the reason for this season. And may we offer up our offering that's pleasing to you this Christmas. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to enjoy your personal prayer time and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.